that's actually rare. Most states tend to have more women than men. So Alaska is sort of an outlier along with a couple other like Mountain West states. But sort of the interesting caveat with that, while there are more men than women in Alaska, it's not necessarily a big gap. In sort of more urban places like Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, it's a little closer to even. And the place where there are those sort of bigger gaps are out in the Aleutians and up in the North Slope, where there are significantly more men than women. And I think based on what a demographer told me, that tends to be because there are industries there that tend to have more male dominant fields like oil and gas and fishing.
So I guess historically, though, in the past, there has been a much bigger gap in terms of more men than women, right? And what are the actual numbers from the past and you know, compared to today?
Yeah, I mean, if you really wanted to go to an Alaska where there were so many more men, you'd probably, you know, have to use a time machine or something, because that was the late 1800s, early 1900s was sort of the peak. And there were like almost 260 men for every 100 women in Alaska. But that number has really, really fallen since then to about, you know, 106 or 108 men for every 100 women. So a lot more closer to even now. So
one really fun part of your column was, you know, talking about the attention that this phenomenon gets elsewhere. Like, in what ways has that played out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was a really fun part of researching this. I actually interviewed a woman named Susie Carter, who's a sort of a longtime editor and founder of this magazine called Alaska Men, which like sort of advertises single Alaska men. And she really spoke to just how wide this perception of Alaska being this like bountiful men area is. In fact, she like went on the Oprah Winfrey Show with a bunch of Alaska men and told me this sort of amazing story of arriving for the show in Chicago with all these single men and just arriving to like, in her accounting of it, thousands of screaming women and sort of wondering, like, as they got off the plane, like, who are these women screaming about and why are police holding them back? And then it was sort of like dawning on her that they were screaming for these single Alaskan guys. This was in the 80s. It was like decently long time ago, but it was just funny, like how long and how far and wide this sort of idea has persisted.
Yeah. That scene is just hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is maybe the most important question. And I don't know that you got into it in the column, but I have to ask, you know, there's the whole saying, the odds are good, but the goods are odd. Are the goods odd?
That is a good question that I do not think I have the answer to. I think it really probably depends on who you talk with. You know, who knows? I guess I think it really probably depends on the person.